18 minutes to 7, and Suffolk might have missed out on government funding for superfast broadband services, but a charity in the county has been more successful. Suffolk Acre has secured a £250,000 grant from the East of England Development Agency to bring broadband to rural areas in the east of the county. We can speak now to Roger Turkington, who's Director of Operations at Suffolk Acre. He's on the line to us now. Morning, Roger.
Morning, Mark.
Thank you very much for joining us. You must be pleased with this.
We're absolutely delighted. It's been quite a long haul. I think we put the original expressions of interest into EDA back in August, September last year, and then our final bids went in just before Christmas. So, you know, a wait of another 5 months or so, but it's been worth it.
So what will this money enable you to do?
Well, there's two projects we've got, and that's why I guess we're doubly delighted, because we didn't really expect to get both bids to succeed, but obviously they did. The first one is what we're calling a wide area wireless network that will cover most of the rural areas of Suffolk Coastal and Waveney District. And if rollout goes according to plan and we get the sort of take-up that has been forecast, then with a bit of luck, we may be able to extend that, you know, westwards to cover more rural areas. The second project is a fibre optic network that will be built in the village of Parham, just next to the market town of Framlingham. And that's a project that we hope can be a sort of an exemplar that we can roll out to other rural communities, because you know, the end game for next generation broadband is for us all to have a fibre optic connection into our homes and businesses. But we know the commercial realities are such that normal sort of market provision is just not going to happen. I mean, there's various estimates of how much it would cost to fibre the whole of Suffolk that range between £400 and £800 million.
So it could be up
to, sort of money's not available.
Yeah. So it could be up to individual communities, villages, if they want that, to get together, some kind of cooperative, whatever way they do it, but raise money for individual areas to be done.
Absolutely. I mean, as I'm sure you know, Mark, Suffolk Acre have been championing the cause of rural communities for 70 odd years now, and you know, one thing that does set rural communities out, I think, is the fact that they are pretty self-reliant. You know, we have to be, whether it's community transport or lunch clubs or care facilities, our Good Neighbour scheme. There's all sorts of examples where rural communities, you know, help themselves in some way or another. Now, we're not suggesting that rural communities can become telecoms companies, but there is a lot they can do.
But there are communities around the country that have done this. So they're in areas where there is no coverage, yet they've got together technology there, so you can have these small little hubs around.
Absolutely, yes. And village hubs, village pumps are a couple of the names that are given to them. And as I say, what we hope we can do in Parham will be, you know, something that, if you like, is a an exemplar we can roll out. We're very fortunate in Parham. We've chosen Parham for a number of reasons, not least obviously because it has very poor access at the moment. But being adjacent to Framlingham, there's a technology centre there with a company called Miniflex that manufacture all sorts of fibre optic connectors and ducts and various widgets. And they're going to help us you know, with their expertise, and again, you know, that hopefully we can then roll out.
Well, it seems as if Suffolk is going to have a bid again to government for serious funding. You know, we missed out on the £20 million bid before, a few weeks ago, and Suffolk County Council's new chief Mark B, is pledging that he's going to push ahead with that project to try and secure that sort of money. I mean, it's so important for people in rural areas to have this technology to operate, not just for fun, but certainly for business. I mean, it's a real big issue, isn't it, for us?
Absolutely. And we, Mark, as you mentioned, he's called a special meeting of the Cabinet on Friday. We've been invited to attend that to see what we can do to, you know, to help the cause. Because, yeah, we don't for 1 second think this is you know, the end game, nor indeed had that bid been successful necessarily be the end game. You know, the two programs are complementary, and as I say, because what we'd like to see ultimately is the whole of Suffolk, you know, fibred up.
That would be a very nice thing to achieve. It really would. Roger, good to talk to you. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Nice news on the show today. Roger Turkington from Suffolk Acre with their grant.